This is Optimal Startup Daily, episode 101. Is Quora a good source of traffic? By Nick Loper of SideHustleNation.com. And I'm Dan, I am your host here, and I'm reading to you every single day of the week from some of the best blogs on entrepreneurship anywhere. And if you're a startup owner, this message is for you. Running a business is just plain hard. Endless to-do lists, employees to take care of, and of course your ever-present bottom line. So first of all, kudos to you for staying on top of it. But I want to tell you about Gusto. Gusto built an easier and more affordable way to manage payroll, benefits, and more. They help over 100,000 businesses with tasks like automated payroll tax filing, simple direct deposits, free health insurance administration, 401ks, onboarding tools, you name it, Gusto made it easy. 94% of customers say Gusto streamlines payroll and benefits, and they do that for us here on the Optimal Living Daily team. We use Gusto for both payroll and benefits, and they really care about the small business owners they work with. Their support team is attentive and helpful, and since money can be tight right now, you'll get 3 months free once you run your first payroll. Just go to gusto.com/OSD and start setting up your business today. You'll see what I mean when I say easy. Again, that's 3 months of free payroll at gusto.com/OSD. gusto.com/OSD. Now, today's post here on the show is from Nick Loper of SideHustleNation.com, and of course, I'm going to tell you a little bit more about him right after I'm done reading the article. So for now, let's hear from Nick as we optimize your life. Is Quora a good source of traffic? By Nick Loper of SideHustleNation.com. I've been running a little experiment lately to see if I could generate some traffic from Quora. Quora is a question and answer site that generally seems to have a higher caliber of participants than, say, Yahoo Answers. My idea was to find questions related to side hustling, drop in a helpful answer and a relevant link, and see if the traffic flowed back to SideHustleNation.com. Why Quora? Well, Quora is the 407th most heavily trafficked site in the U.S. and the 436th most popular site in the world. Quora gets close to 1 million unique visitors per month. Quora answer pages tend to rank well in Google search results, especially for question-related queries. You know people are interested in your topic because otherwise, why would they be wasting time looking for answers on it? How Quora works. Users can submit questions to the public and wait for qualified responses. Most answerers include their credentials in their profile so people can judge their expertise in any given subject. The Quora community votes up answers they like and votes down answers they don't. There seems to be a little bit of self-promotion going on for certain questions, but it's subtle. It's not like people are asking, what's the best side hustle, and it would be cool to reply, buy my $97 ebook and I'll make you a millionaire. Instead, there's a bias towards genuinely thoughtful, thorough, and helpful answers, and the democratic voting mechanisms help keep the spammers in check. But still, any site where you're free to drop in your own links has to be looked at as an SEO traffic opportunity, right? My Quora strategy. I searched for questions related to side hustling, starting a business, starting a company part-time, freelancing, making money online, Fiverr, etc., and I put those into a spreadsheet. Actually, I had fancy hands do this. Then I sorted the spreadsheet by the number of followers each question had. In the top right of each Quora question page, there's a green box that shows the number of followers on that question. I wanted to prioritize the questions with higher follower counts because I reasoned more people were likely to see my answers for those. The more popular questions generally have way more answers, answers that sometimes have thousands of upvotes and have been around for 12 to 24 months or longer. Your odds of becoming the top answer for those questions is slim, but I still thought they might be a good opportunity for at least some exposure. Writing Quora answers. Armed with my list of possible questions about my topic, I set out to answer a couple questions each night. I started off strong, answering a couple dozen questions in my first 2 weeks. During the course of this experiment, I wrote over 7,000 words of content for the site and answered 25 questions. At an estimated 10 minutes per question, that's a little over 4 hours of time spent. I did my best to provide useful and thoughtful answers and included a link at the bottom of my post to either the Side Hustle Nation homepage or the Side Hustle Ideas page. How much traffic did I get from Quora? Not much. A lousy 150 visits total, and worse, less than half of those were from new visitors, according to Google Analytics. Those visits accounted for less than 0.5% of the overall traffic during this time period. On the positive side of things, you'll notice that the Quora traffic was more highly engaged than an average visitor. Then they viewed more pages per session and hung around more than twice as long. In terms of raw numbers, 4 new email signups is pretty weak, but percentage-wise, 4 new signups out of 70 new users is decent, 5.7%, for cold traffic that wasn't sent directly to a squeeze page. Residual traffic from Quora? The other element I was curious to test in this case study was whether or not there would be much residual traffic flow from posting quality content on Quora. And in my findings, at least for the questions I answered, the results say no. The chart shows a few referrals each day as I was creating answers more frequently early in my study. Then there's a big valley before I answered a final question the first week of June. Because that would be one thing if the 4 hours invested would generate 70 new visits and 4 new email signups every month from now until eternity. That's an okay investment to make. But it appears the referral traffic spikes on or around the day your answer goes live and then dies off. I imagine there are exceptions to the rule, like if you have a highly voted answer and a highly trafficked question, I'm sure there are a steady stream of visitors following that link back to your site. What's next? I'm convinced Quora has potential to be a valuable traffic source, but I certainly haven't cracked the code yet. After all, here are people seeking answers, answers you can help them with. Talk about qualified leads. But it's just a matter of picking the right questions to spend your time on and getting enough positive votes from the community to rise to the top. If I had a VA find the questions, maybe I could have a writer VA craft the answers, especially for the questions with lower follower numbers. That might be an interesting traffic strategy. And the links back to your site, even if there are no follow, probably won't hurt either. It's another platform to share your expertise and maybe win a few new members of your tribe. You just listened to the post titled, "Is Quora a Good Source of Traffic?" by Nick Loper of SideHustleNation.com. And I'm going to tell you more about Nick, but first I want to thank Skillshare for sponsoring this episode. The holiday season might be over, but you can still give the gift of exploration and knowledge. Get creative and learn how to make the perfect handmade gift with Skillshare's online classes. Explore your creativity at Skillshare.com/OSD and get a free trial of premium membership. There are so many fascinating classes on Skillshare on topics including hand lettering, creative writing, marketing, and more. As a freelancer, I recently took a Skillshare class called Pricing Your Work, How to Value Your Work as a Freelancer, and walked away learning pricing strategies I never thought to implement. Skillshare's annual subscription is less than $10 per month, and I was amazed at how much I was able to learn at such an affordable price. And you too can learn ways to improve yourself or make one-of-a-kind gifts for your loved ones. Explore your creativity at Skillshare.com/OSD and get a free trial of premium membership. That's 2 weeks free at Skillshare.com/OSD. And thanks to Nick for letting us read his content once again. He's also the host of the podcast The Side Hustle Show, which is for part-time entrepreneurs looking for actionable tips to start or improve their businesses. It's a great podcast and usually in the top charts of business in Apple Podcasts, and definitely worth your time to check out. The blog is great too, of course, and like I said, I'll be bringing you a lot more content from him in the future. But that's it for episode 101 of Optimal Startup Daily. I will be back again tomorrow, where I'll have a post from Margot Aaron of That Seems Important. So I'll see you there in the Sunday show, where your optimal life awaits.